Africa, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Ngibela ngenjabulo enkulu ku Studio 7 ngolesihlanu mhla ka 22 Mabasa 2022 ngupresident Jeremiah. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje
siyananzelela ukuthi ukhanya kulomsebenzi womuhle oyenzakalayo okusebenza ndawonye iBulawayo City Council isebenza indawonye le Ministry of Transport and Infrastructure Development injongo yokubana kuvuselelwe imigwaqo lesifile kuyisinqumo esihle.
Uhulumende usesungule uhlelo lokulungisisa imigwaqo yakoBulawayo esiwonakele okwamagama lapho akhangelele ukusebenzisa izigidi ezedlula amakhulu ayisikhombisa lengxenye zamadola $768 million.
Kanti ke idolobha lakoBulawayo vele lilabantu abaningi kakhulu kulalokho okukhulunywayo lokho okuqanjwa bo 500,600,000 sikhuluma ngedolobha lilamamiliyoni abantu. Ngakho ke khona lokho ngibona sengathi kuzabuya kuphume kube yikho okukhona ukuze lezo ndawo zithole imali encane zingathuthuki zihlale zinjalo.
Uhlelo lokubala kwabantu olusungulwe izolo luyaqhubeka namhla elizweni lapho inhlanganiso ezizimeleyo zikhuthaza ukubana impumela yalo ibe ngeqotho. Was a Friday Livigi silomculi opheka njalo acule umdumo owe house kanye lengoma zokholo usimbarashe kodzayi zonke lezindaba lezinye lizozizwa kulomsakazo. Uhulumende usesungule uhlelo lokulungisisa imigwaqo yakoBulawayo esiwonakele okwamagama lapho akhangelele ukusebenzisa izigidi ezedlula amakhulu ayisikhombisa lengxenye zamadola $768 million. Lolu hlelo ngolokusebenzelana kwekansili yaleli dolobho eyeCity Council logatsha lukahulumende olubona ngokutholwa kwabantu lempahla. UBathabile Masuku usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Uhlelo olwe-Emergency Road Rehabilitation Program 2, i-ERRP2, lusungulwe nguhulumende ngemva kokunanzelela ukwehluleka kwamakhansili elizweni lonke ukuqhuba lomsebenzi. Umsekeli kaMeya wakoBulawayo uKhansila Mlando Ncube wamukele ngenjabulo uncedo lokulungisisa imigwaqo yaleli dolobho ethi kuzaphathisa kunhlelo abakade belazo.
Ikhansili ivele nje ilohlelo lolungisa umgwaqo edolobheni. Siyazi ukuthi izakhamizi zingabe zibona kani kalukho, kodwa hayi lukhona, siyazama indlela zonke. Ungakhayela kathesi uKami Road, lona oqonde Kami Prison, ungakhayela we paste that road. Even across the city we do have community groups who are doing portal patching. Konke lokhu sikwenza, but i-challenge imali nje ezilutshwane esinazo njengekhansili.
Umnumzana Ambrose Sibindi, umgcini sihlalo wenhlanganiso yezakhamizi eyeBulawayo Progressive Residents Association, iBupra, uthi kuyisinqumo esihle ukuthi uhulumende angenele ekuvuseleleni imigwaqo.
Siyananzelela ukuthi ukhanya kulomsebenzi womuhle oyenzakalayo okusebenza ndawonye iBulawayo City Council isebenza indawonye le Ministry of Transport and Infrastructure Development injongo yokubana kuvuselelwe imigwaqo lesifile kuyisinqumo esihle and kuyaletha intuthuko emzini wakoBulawayo. Sinanzelela ukuthi kuzenza ukuthi abantu bahambe kalula. Lokho kuyanceda futhi ukuthi njengoba vele iBulawayo City Council ingela mali, nga uhulumende engenele ubana emgwaqo ebengcono ikho esikukhangeleleyo. So njeza khamisi yemukela lolu hlelo.
Umnumzana Mthabisi Ndlovu, isakhamizi sakoBulawayo, uthi imigwaqo eselizweni ayifanelanga ukuba ngeyelizwe elikhululekileyo.
Isimo semgwaqo sibi kabi. Ma sikhangela imigwaqo yethu yonke ifile kakhulu kuleli iside leMathebeleland. Asila mgwaqo okuthiwa lo right. Xa usiye enkaya emgwaqo wakhona ufile ngi-strip tar lokhu yalungiswa ngabelungu nini nini, singakazalwa lathi sezazizazalwa 45 years stiloko imgwaqo yakhona i-strip tar. Besifuna kakhulu ukuthi ngayo uhulumende yakhangela isimo semgwaqo.
Umnumzana Menelisi Gumede, esinye njalo isakhamuzi sakoBulawayo, uthi uhlelo lolu luhle sibili nxa imali ingasoze iphanjulwe.
Siyabonga uhlelo oluhle kangaka olokulungisa imigwaqo. Ungananzelela imigwaqo eminingi yethu songamaphotholi agcweleyo sokwenza ukuthi kube lezi ngozi emgoqweni, akusahambeki lapha, le mota zethu bese zisifa kakhulu. Suspension iyaphangisa ukuphela, amathaya aduka ngenxa yemgwaqo. Kodwa nxa uhlelo lolu solulontshiwe, sikhangelele ukuthi lusetshenziswe kahle, kungabi labantu abathatha izimali lezi bezisebenzise ngendlela engaqondanga, kodwa konke kuhambe kuhle, kungabi le-corruption. Kuzasincedisa imigwaqo yethu ibe right, lokusiza imiphefumulo yabantu abaningi.
Imigwaqo esifile koBulawayo ibikwa ingabe iyisilinganiso sokungamashumi ayisikhombisa lanhlanu ekhulwini, i-75%, njalo ingalungiswa ngezigidi zamadola emelika ezingamakhulu ayisikhombisa, i-$700 million. Ngaphansi kohlelo lolu olufakwe nguhulumende olokulungisa imigwaqo olwe-Emergency Road Rehabilitation Program 2, kukhangelelwe ukulungiswa imigwaqo elitshumi ekupheleni kwalo nyaka. Imigwaqo le igoqela uNdaba, uCatherine Berry Drive, iNkulumane, Glenville, Lobengula Street, uChinamano, uNetherby, Renkini, Woodville Road, kanye leCowdrey Park. Hlalani kuhle. Ngimele iStudio 7 koBulawayo, ngingobathabile Masuku.
Uhlelo lokubalwa kwabantu olusungulwe izolo luyaqhubeka namuhla elizweni, lapho inhlanganiso ezizimeleyo zikhuthaza ukubana impumela yalo ibe ngeqotho engasoze ibangele ukuncitshwa kwezinye izigaba zelizwe amathuba entuthuko alingana lezinye. WoBulawayo uvame ukuphikisa impumela le, esithi inani labantu liphezulu kulalelo eliphunyiswa yilolu hlelo lwe-census. Abanye basola ukuqhatshwa kwabezomvikela labatsha be-ZANU-PF ngobuningi kulolu hlelo oluvame ukuqhutshwa izisebenzi zikahulumende ezigoqela ababalisi. Inhlanganiso yeZimbabwe National Statistics Agency, ZIMSTATS, eqhuba lolu hlelo ikhuthaza abantu ukubana bebalwe bonke lemuli zabo. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba usithandekile Mhlanga weStudio 7 uxoxe lomnumzana Evilela Ncube ingcwethi ecubungula ezombusazwe.
Asisuthisekanga la kancane ngendlela lolu hlelo oluqhutshwa ngakhona, ngokuba luqhutshwa sengathi yi-military operation. Kanti lohlelo lokubala abantu akudingi ukuthi baze babalwe ngamasosha, babalwe ngama-CIO, babalwe ngamapholisa, kodwa bamele babalwe ngendlela vele okufanele kubalwe ngayo abantu okwenzeka umhlaba wonke jikelele. Ngoba nxa ngabe kuluhlelo olubonakala lulamasosha kakhulu, lwenza abantu bethuke bacabanga ukuthi mhlawumbe kukhona okunye okwenzakalayo, le mbuzo ezabibuzwa abantu baza kwehluleka ukuthi baza kwesaba ukuthi bayiphendule ngendlela efaneleyo, ngokuba becabanga ukuthi mhlawumbe kukhona ubunhlelo obuthile okunye okuthile okudingakalayo ukuthi bazakale ngakho. Kanti ke yikubalwa kwabantu nje. Ngakho ke hayi, kasisuthisekanga luhlelo selusethusa abantu kulokuthi lubaphathe ngendlela njalo lubakhuthaze ngendlela efaneleyo.
Siyananzelela njalo ukuthi kwande ukuba lokuphikisana ngenani labantu ikakhulu edolobheni lakoBulawayo. Kambe kathesi kuyini esingakubona kusenzakala? Njalo liyabona yini kule mpawu ezitshengisa ukuthi uhlelo lolu lungaqhutshwa ngemfanelo?
Vele kakuthembisa ukuthi abantu bazabalwa ngendlela efaneleyo. Kungathi kule njongo vele yokuthi kwezinye indawo kube labantu abalutshwane, ngivele ngokubona kwami kuza kwenziwa vele khona lokho, ngokuba kuyancedisa futhi kuma-constituencies. Nxa ngabe sekusabiwa ama-constituencies, ibandla elibusayo liyabe lifuna ukuthi indawo lezo ezisekela lona zibe labantu abaningi ukuze zibe lama constituents amaningi. Kanti ke idolobha lakoBulawayo vele lilabantu abaningi kakhulu, kulalokho okukhulunywayo lokho uqanjwa bo 500,000-600,000, isikhuluma ngedolobha lama million abantu. Ngakho ke khona lokho ngibona sengathi kuzabuya kuphume kube yikho okukhona, ukuze lezo ndawo zithole imali encane, zingathuthuki, zihlale zinjalo. Kanti ke zeqembele ibusayo zibe labantu abaningi ukuze lithole ama constituents amaningi, libe labantu abaningi ephalamende kulalokho eliyikho khona endaweni ezilula ukuthi zilisekele.
Lo ngumnumzana Evidlela Ncube, ingcwethi ecubungula ezombusazwe, ubexoxa ecingweni losithandekile Mhlanga weStudio 7. Ezinye inhlanganiso ezizimeleyo kanye lengcithi ezicubungula ezombusazwe zithi iZANU-PF ilakho ukunqoba kukhetho oluzayo ingaqhubeka ithola inani lamavoti aphezulu ezigabeni lapho elosekelo khona. Inhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Democracy Institute ithi lokhu kuvezwa yimpumela yokhetho olwedluleyo okugcizelelwe njalo yingcithi ecubungula ezombusazwe. Nomnumzana Nomeni Pinduka wekwelitshini le-Africa University yenake owethule impumela yocwaningo alwenzileyo. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba usithandekile Mhlanga weStudio 7 uxoxa lomnumzana Zenzo Nkomo, ingcwethi ecubungula ezombusazwe.
Yahluka mhlawumbe kwabanye abantu, nabo abantu sizabona ngokungafani. Uma iCitizens Coalition for Change ingasebenza ngalendlela inyuse kakhulu amasokisi, njalo ibe nabantu abangayilekelela ngezinsiza zokulwa ukhetho, lapha ngikhuluma phecelezi ngama resources, amathuba ayo abukeka emaningi kakhulu, ngoba sizakhumbula ukuthi umsakazi into eyiyona ebeyingcindezi enkulu ukuthi iMDC ihluleke ukulwina ukhetho, kwaba yokuhlukana kwabaholi bayo, yikho lokho nje okwadala ukuthi sibone amandla ayo encipha uma singa bheka sisuka la eyaqala khona ukuncintisa okhethweni ngo-2000. Kodwa esikubona manje ukuza ndawonye kwabaholi ngaphansi kweqembu leli i-CCC, sibona ungathi kuzanikeza kuvuselele nomdlandla omkhulu kubantu akade belandela amaqembu aphikisa ikakhulu kuse iMDC. Izano PF, uma sithanda ukubuka ngokwenza kwayo, iyenza okweqembu elethukileyo, ayizethembi engase futhi ikwenze kunyuke kakhulu isimo sodlakela, ngoba yilo phela oluvamise vele ukuthi lubasize uma kusiza okhethweni, kube yilo olubalekelelayo ukutshala ukwesaba ebantwini bavote, hayi ngoba bevota bekhululekile ngenhliziyo zabo, kodwa bavote bevota besesimeni sokwesaba. Ngoba manje uma ulalelisisa lapha phansi, usiya ngezindawo ngezindawo, abantu bayakhala kakhulu.
Lo ngumnumzana Zenzo Nkomo, ingcwethi yecubungula ezombusazwe, ubexoxa lapho ecingweni losithandekile Mhlanga weStudio 7. Owake waba ngumongameli wakwele Kenya, umnumzana Mwai Kibaki, waba ngumkhokheli welizwe kwesithathu ngemva kokuthola kwalelo lizwe uzibuse akasekho. UKibaki ubhubhe ngeseleminyaka engamashumi atobamunemunye, wabusa kusukisela ngomnyaka 2002 kusiya ku-2013. Umongameli Uhuru Kenyatta walelo lizwe nguye owazise ngemva kaKibaki namhlanje, emncoma wamagama ngemisebenzi yakhe emihle empilweni yakhe. UKibaki kodwa ukhunjulwa njalo ngodlayela olwaba khona elizweni lakhe ngemva kokhetho lomnyaka 2007. Lapho ayencintisana laye kulolu khetho, umkhokheli wobandla elaliphikisa uRaila Odinga waphikisa impumela yokunqoba kwakhe ukhetho esithi kube lokuqelebezela, wagcina kubangela ukulwisana kwabasekeli bamabandla abo lapho kwabulawa abantu abedlula inkulungwane eyodwa 1100. Kodwa wagcina inconywa ngumhlaba jikelele ngomnyaka 2010 ngokuloba utsha isisekelo sombuso welizwe esiqondisa ukubana umongameli kumele abuse okwamahlandla athile abesededela kumunye, okuyikho akwenzayo ngomnyaka ka-2013. Live Talk lamhlanje sikhangela okwenzakala eZimbabwe, kugoqela uhlelo lokubalwa kwabantu olecensus, ukukhuphuka kwentengo yesinkwa nokunye. Okwamanje wethu sizwe udaba oluveza imibono kahulumende wele Melika.
Democratic People's Republic of Korea liqhubeka liqakathekisa izikhali zohlobo lwama ballistic missiles phezu komvikela wesigaba lomhlaba jikelele. Kucho isiphathamandla esibona ngeze-DPRK umnumzana Sung Kim. Ekhuluma lentatheli zindaba eWashington, uKim uveze ukuba ele-DPRK selivivinye izikhali zama-ballistic missiles test ezilichumi lantathu kusukela ekuqaleni komnyaka ka-2022. Ezintathu zazo ngezenelisa ukufinyelela amanye amazwekazi ama-intercontinental missiles. Uhulumende wele DPRK esebenzisa ingcosana yenotho yalelo lizwe ukwakha izikhali ezingekho emthethweni. Lanxa ubuyanga balelo lizwe buqhubeka busiya phambili, kutsho umphathintambo Kim. Ele DPRK liyingozi kumvikela wesigaba. Ekuqhubekeni kokwephula izivumelwano ezimbalwa izomanyano we-United Nations Security Council, elimelika kunye labangani balo baphendule lesi sehlakalo ngemizamo yokwenqabela ingozi lokwehlisa izinga lobungcwethi bohlelo lokulolonga lezi zikhali. Ngasikhathi sinye kusetshenziswa inkulumo, konke kuyimizamo yokuba lesi sigaba ese-Korean Peninsula sibe singelazikhali ze-nuclear. Ngomabasa umanyano we-US Indo-Pacific Command wapha umlayo wokubheka ngesolokhozi okwenzakala kulwandle lwe-Yellow Sea. Kwakhuthazwa amazwe angabangane lele Melika ukuthi ahlale elimukile, ezimisele ukuthi kube lokuzivikela. Umanyano with the command watshengisela ubungcitshi bendizamtshina zempi eziphapha zivela emkhunjini elwandle lwe-Yellow Sea ukuze kubonakale ukuzinikela kwele Melika. Phezu kwalokho, ele Melika labika amanyathelo ambalwa azathathwa ukwenqabela ele DPRK ukuthapha ulwazi lokusebenzisa ukulolonga ubungcwethi bokulungisisa izikhali lezi ezingekho emthethweni. Kule nhlanganiso labantu abafakelwa izijeziso zenotho, ele Melika lakhweza udaba lokudutshulwa kwama-ballistic missiles kumanyano we-United Nations Security Council. Lanxa ele Russia lele China evimbe ukwethulwa kombiko emphakathini, ele Melika lisebenzelana lexuku elilokhu likhula ukulimukisa umhlaba ngokuziphatha buchapha kwele DPRK. Kumele ele DPRK liphiwe umlandu, kutsho umphathintambo uKim. Phezu kwakho konke lokhu, sifuna ukubeka mgceke ukuthi inkulumo kuphela yiyo emele yenziwe. Ufungile, asila moya omubi kwele DPRK. Uhulumende lo uzimisele ukulalela izikhalazo zonke eze DPRK, kukhulunyiswana ngazo ezilukhuni indaba, kodwa konke lokhu kungenzakala ngokukhulumisana kuphela.
Lolo ke bekuludaba oluveza imibono kahulumende wele Melika. Kwezemidlalo, mqeqeshi weqembu lomdlalo wenguqu ele Highlanders, uMandla Mpofu uthi iqembu lakhe alingeke linqotshwe ngamanye xa lingadlala ngendlela elidlale ngayo ngosuku lokuthakazelela uzibuse, lapho elinqobe khona ele Dynamos laphakamisa inkezo ye-Independence Trophy. Intethelezi ndaba yethu yezemidlalo uJoseph Njanji usipha lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Iqembu le-Highlanders lizavakatshela iqembu eliphethe isicoco seligi le-FC Platinum ngomgqibelo enkundleni emandaba, njalo uMpofu uthi abafana bakhe bengayithatha yonke imiklomelo yemithathu nxa bengadlala ngendlela abadlale ngayo ngomvulo.
Kukhuthaza abadlali bami ukuthi umdlalo esiwudlaleyo ngifuna sidlale idlabuzane ekade sidlale ku-Dynamos silifake amagemini wonke abuyayo, ambone ukuthi kule thimu ngakwanisa ukuthi sidle. Ngifuna beqhubeke ngedlabuzane kade belalo ku-Dynamos sisiya phambili njengole iviki ngomgqibelo siya ku-Platinum behambe beledlabuzane le-Dynamos.
Umdlali weqembu le-Highlanders uRaman Kutsanzira laye uthi indlela abadlale ngayo bedlala leqembu le-Dynamos ibachiye sebelokuzithemba.
Ukudla i-Dynamos uyazi nawe ukuthi kuba into enkulu kakhulu kuyasinikeza amandla yonke team ebuya esibili hayi kathi sinthembele esibili one game at a time sabe siloke swina sibili siphusha lati khona kuyathembisa sibili kuyathembisa
iqembu le Highlanders labadlala abambalwa abake badlalela iqembu le FC Platinum abavalisa yena uGutsanzira unqobizi Thamasuku uJoel Nkotso kanye lomgadli ohlohle igoli elidale umehluko kumdlalo wenkezo yeIndependence uStanley Ngala
iqembu le FC Platinum is a former player ipressure ikhona but engawukhulumayo ukuthi iyafanana igame at the end of the day ibhola libhola asila pressure njengeteam sila ipressure njengeteam again but engawukhulumayo ukuthi si ready njengama players ya Highlanders si ready and sizayiphatha njengegame like sidlala amanye amateam
kweminye imidlalo yangomgqibelo iqembu lechicken in lizadlala lelebulawayo City ngaseluveve iqembu le10x lizemukelele yada ngasesakuva iqembu leHarare City lizanqikelana leleBlack Rhinos ngaseNational Sports Stadium kuthi leZPC Kariba lizadlala leNkezi Platinum Stars ngaseNyamunga ngesonto iqembu leCrimson Bullets lizadlala leHerentals College ngasesakuva iqembu leDynamos lizemukelele eManyika Diamonds ngaseNational Sports Stadium iqembu lebulawayo Chiefs lizadlala lele wawa ngaseluveve kuthi ele triangle lizadibana lele Cape United nasekipo ngiyimele Studio 7 ngokulawayo nginguJoseph Njanji.
Uwaza Friday kuleviki sinomculi opheka njalo acule umvumo we-house lengoma zokholo uSimbarashi Kodzai wazakala ngegama lakhe lokucula elithi Afrowave kumbe KOD yena ucula ekobulawayo asizweni ixoxa lomsakazi weStudio 7 uEzra Chisasvanda
uAfrowave ulesiphiwo sokupheka nokuhlanganisa iziginci ezijeneyo ukuthi aphumele umculo ohlakazayo yikho nje abacindezela ezomculo emazweni atshiyeneyo sebemcela ukuthi abaphekele imculo etshiyeneyo njalo khumbuza abalaleli ukuthi uSimba ngubani kwezomculo
mbezwa KOD kumbe Afrowave ngisebenzelani lapha obulawayo sengisebenze kwezomculo iminyaka edlula elichumi ngiqale ngisebenza lo muy uJoe Masebo House of Rising Sound
wevu bezipekela imculo yonke incedisa labanye abaculo
umculo ngiyazenzela njengoba ngishilo ukuthi I'm a producer and sound engineer ngiyazenzela mphinde ngenzela abantu abahlukileyo incedisa abaningi ikakhulu abayenza igospel recently kule album lika Pastor Barack eliphumile elithwa Mwavuma which is doing quite well on so many different platforms.
Imsebenzi ka KOD ikhwabithwe ngaba amakampani ezomculo amaningi aphetheya. Sebemcela ukuthi abaphekele umculo.
Nowami umculo engiyenzayo ngiyenza umculo we-house music. Sebenzisana lenye record label i-Series Producers elise Portugal. Ile ngisebenzisana lalo kakhulu. And then kulelinye se-South Africa elithiwa i-Black Diamond Music. Ngengakhipha lelithiwa i-Open Bar Music elise New York. Maningi ama-projects. Kulelinye elithiwa i-Moving Deep. Eddie say UK.
abaningi bakhala ngokuthi imculo yabahlabeleli bakobulawayo ayithengwa. UKOT uthi isimo somnotho elizweni njalo bakhangelelwa phansi.
Ngelamali esayelayo uthi abantu benze ezinye izinto about him. Abantu bayadedela like ama artists abobulawayo. Abababoni njengabantu. Maybe uthi industry yangkhona ilamali abantu bangkhona. Sikatala imchove everyday bachona besibona emchoveni kujami. Twitter is KOD underscore worldwide, Instagram KOD underscore worldwide, Facebook KOD worldwide.
Usimbarashe Kodzai ule studio ngakibwe Gwabalanda lapho apheka imculo etshiyeneyo ephathisa labaculi abafuna ukucindezela eyabo imculo. Nguye phela ku KOD odume ukuthi Afrowave ebesinayo kuhlelo woza woza Friday mpela sonto emnandikini lonke. Igama lami Ezra Chisa Sibanda.
Ehlukana isihlobo othi esikhangele ezinye zezindaba ebezigokhela. Uhulumende usesungule uhlelo lokulungisisa imigoqo yakubulawayo esiwonakele. Uhlelo lokubala kwabantu olusungulwe izolo luyaqhubeka olwe-census, lapho inhlanganiso ezizimeleyo zikhuthaza ukubana impumela yalo ibe ngeqotho. Kuwoza Friday kuleviki besilomculi opheka njalo acule umdumo we-house lengoma zokholo uSimbarashe Kodzai. Silugqiba ke lapha uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje olivalelisayo uPraxedes Jeremiah ngisithi libe lempela sonto elithuyela. Kodwa labo abangenelisanga ukuzwa indaba zethu lilakho ukuzilalela ebulenjini ku-www.voandebele.com.
evening, Zimbabwe. You're listening to Studio 7.